You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Chris Christie released more details about his Sandy rebuilding plans for New Jersey today. He says the state now needs $36.8 billion to recover from losses and to protect the area from similar storms in the future. He's tacked on $7 billion from an earlier estimate of around $29.4 billion. And this is the first time Chris Christie is asking the federal government to foot the bill. WNYC's Anna Sale has been comparing Governor Christie's request to that of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's request and joins me now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Amy.
So a shift in tone today. Tell me what was important about this, besides the fact that the number is now bigger.
I think the most striking thing of Governor Christie's press conference today was the extent to which he made the case that he and Governor Cuomo have a very similar approach. He described working in close collaboration with the Cuomo administration, sending over drafts and sharing numbers before things were released publicly. He talked about New Jersey and New York having this joint request of together $78 billion. So that's what Cuomo has asked for, plus what Governor Christie is now asking for. And they even put out a joint statement affirming their cooperation this afternoon. And this is how Chris Christie described his approach. He said it was nearly identical to Governor Cuomo's.
I've spoken to Andrew a number of times. I don't think there is a real difference in our approach. There might be just a little bit difference in the way we speak about it. But I think we're about on the same page. And I think when you see and are able to compare our requests, you're going to see that they're essentially, if not identical, in terms of the categories we talk about, very, very similar.
So very, very similar, says the Republican governor of New Jersey, comparing himself to the Democratic governor of New York.
A Democratic governor who, by the way, links this storm to climate change. Christie going that far?
Christie's not going that far. You heard him say, we might use different language, but we have a very, very similar approach in terms of what we're asking Congress to cover. So this is a new tone. We've been hearing in New York at that meeting that Governor Cuomo arranged earlier this week with the New York delegation and Mayor Bloomberg and county executives. Everybody came out of that meeting talking about this spirit of cooperation, also talking about New Jersey, but we haven't really seen any public indications of that working together until today with that joint statement. That's the first time we've really seen it. Up to this point, when I would ask Governor Cuomo and Governor Christie's offices how much they were in communication, their spokesman wouldn't respond to emails. When I reached out to HUD Secretary Sean Donovan, who is the federal liaison that President Obama named as the person coordinating this from the federal approach, about the plan for planning and getting people together and what the schedule was for promised outreach meetings, I didn't hear back. So today, it's a real shift in tone and starting to really see the ways that it looks like New Jersey and New York are working together, at least at this point.
So how similar are their approaches and where do you see differences?
Well, it's just really interesting when you look at them side by side, because basically Governor Christie is asking for about the same thing that Governor Cuomo is asking for and saying it in similar ways, but just a little less so. For example, Governor Cuomo is asking for $42 billion total in New York. Governor Christie wants $36.8 billion. Cuomo's including $9 billion in his request for mitigation and prevention. Governor Christie wants $7.4 billion for mitigation. Christie says things like we need to build back better, but Governor Cuomo says it in more sweeping language, as you said, bringing in things like climate change and this sense of an imperative to build back New York's infrastructure in a different way because weather patterns are changing. Governor Christie's not going quite so far. And also Governor Christie is talking about FEMA in a slightly different way. He said, we would like to see, and FEMA can reimburse up to 100% of the costs that we have in terms of FEMA costs. We'd like them to look at that. Governor Cuomo has already said we want FEMA to cover all of their costs at full reimbursement. So in one other way that I thought was really interesting, Governor Cuomo, of course, got in a little hot water for the comparisons he was making to Hurricane Katrina. He said, comparing Sandy, and said it was more, quote, impactful than Hurricane Katrina had been. Governor Christie also referred to Hurricane Katrina, called Sandy our Katrina, but he said it in a slightly different way. Take a listen.
But I don't think from my perspective, I want to be making comparisons between the two as which one is worse. I think they are comparable. And the fortunate thing for us was because we prepared the way we did, we had a significantly diminished loss of life.
So here, Governor Christie has the advantage of following a step behind Cuomo, being able to see how the media covered those remarks and how the public responded to it. What do we know about how New York and New Jersey want to spend any money for storm prevention and mitigation, the next big Sandy?
That's a good question. We don't have a lot of hard details. What we know is what they're emphasizing. Governor Christie continued today to say what his priority is engineering the Jersey Shore, engineering those beaches, things like dunes to try to protect against storm surges that hit inland towns. Governor Cuomo, when asked earlier this week, talked about things like underground tunnels and transit and electrical infrastructure. So we're not hearing about things like seawalls and hurricanes barriers that we heard about kind of immediately after the storm. But at the same time, even Governor Christie is saying nothing's off the table. Even things like eminent domain, he said he doesn't prefer it, but he's not taking it off the table. So I put the question to Tom Wright. He's the director of the Regional Plan Association. Is this $16.5 billion for mitigation really enough to do the kinds of things that both governors have talked about really needing to do? And this is what he said.
It's probably not enough to do everything that we need to do, but it may be more than we're going to get anyway, so it's probably a good place to start.
And he went on to emphasize that at this point, Governor Christie and Governor Cuomo are in the comparing notes, making phone calls, because they're just making their pitch to Congress at this point. The real test of how well they're going to work together is when they see how much money actually comes from Washington and real decisions have to be made.
WNYC's Anna Sale, thanks so much.
Thank you.